This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Anytime I got close, I felt I had to win. I couldn't lose. I couldn't let that happen to me, and it worked.
62 PGA titles, 7 major championships, and hundreds of other awards later, the King has passed at the age of 87. We take a look back at his life and his impact on the world of golf. This is the Bar None tribute to the King, Arnold Palmer.
Bar None, BFM 89.9.
He's as big as it gets. And there are a lot of high-profile people. Not just athletes, celebrities, stars, who are pretty big. But it's hard to say anybody's bigger than AP.
I think he just put the cool factor into golf like no one else. I look back on the impact he made and when he first came on the scene with the explosion of television and golf. It was amazing. He just broke so much territory for so many golfers today.
God, I mean, you know, him and Jack Nicklaus, I mean, that is golf. Those guys kind of set the tone. They were the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson of their era. They paved the way for the Tigers and the Jordan Spieths and the Bubba Watsons of the world.
He won in great style, and if he wasn't going to win, he was going to go down fighting. He's created this unbelievable environment of dashing professional golfers going across great golf courses and people following them, and he started all that. We all have to thank him for that.
What can you say about the King that hasn't already been said? He's paved the way for the way we make a living now. We can never pay him back for what he's done for our game.
BFM 89.9, welcome to another episode of Bar None. I'm Audrey Raj. It's been almost a fortnight since we heard the sad news of Arnold Palmer's passing. He was one of those people who impacted the sport he played as much as the sport impacted the person he was. He was golf's greatest ambassador, caring for the fans and golfers as much as he did for the game itself. And today, he is at rest after succumbing to complications from heart problems late on a September Sunday afternoon.
U.S. Open, played in the shadow of the Rockies, saw Arnold Palmer sink an incredible putt. Coming from 7 strokes behind, Palmer showed nerves of steel and a will of granite as he battled to win the U.S. Open, golfing's man of the year.
Arnold Palmer began swinging a club at the tender age of 4. His father was a country club groundskeeper and later a club pro who shortened a set of regulation golf clubs so that his son could use them. He picked up his first U.S. amateur title in 1954 at the age of 25, turned pro the next year and quickly began piling up victories, 62 in total, with the last coming in the 1973 Bob Hope Classic.
Putter misses from that close, but he gets a 5. So the 5 for Casper leaves him well up in the tournament. The TV cameras and thousands of eyes here around this 18th green are watching. The moment is at hand. Palmer from behind has sighted this putt. He knows there's a roll here. He wants to make sure that the putter knows it when it makes contact. He now asks for silence again. It's an important putt. Everybody understands. There is silence. Hearts stop. Hearts stop beating. It's rolling and into the hole!
The 17th and 18th holes and has won the 1960 Masters. Casper congratulates him, and happy Arnold Palmer walks off the 18th green and the champion here at Augusta.
Out of his 62 PGA title victories, 7 of them were at major championships. 4 at the Masters, 2 at the British Open, and 1 at the US Open. He came in 2nd in the US Open 4 times and was runners-up 3 times in the PGA Championship, the only major that eluded him. He also served as captain of the winning US Ryder Cup team in 1963 and captained the team again in 1975. In all, Arnold Palmer won 93 titles.
When he really burst on the scene and golf was first being televised, it didn't hurt that he had movie star type looks and was the guy who was at the top of the game from about 1957 to 1963 into the mid to late 60s. So he was able to pile up 7 major victories, which was remarkable at that time, and he did it in a short period of time. So he transitioned from doing that and becoming this figurehead on the course to almost a secondary career where he was able to become just as successful, if not more so, a successful businessman.
Arnold Palmer received the PGA Tour Lifetime Achievement Award in 1998, and back in 74 was one of the 13 original inductees into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Here's Palmer's biggest rival and friend, Jack Nicklaus.
We'd be playing together, and one of us would shoot 73 and the other one shoot 74. We walk off and he says, well, I got you today. Well, while the rest of the field just passed us. We didn't really care whether the rest of the field passed us or not. We wanted to beat each other. And we've been that way all our lives, but yet then we'd finish the round. We'd shake hands and go have dinner together. Well, I think it's the legacy of the game of golf is he's the guy that popularized the game. He's the guy that moved forward. He led his life the right way. He was a stickler for dress codes clean faces and short hair, and you know, he was pretty much the old school. He loved the traditions of the game. He loved the traditions of how you're supposed to handle yourself and how you're supposed to represent yourself and the game. I think the best memories are memories of the two of us and just being friends, having each other's back, supporting each other in a variety of different ways. You hate to lose a friend, and you hate to lose any kind of a good friend. But I sort of look back and remember the good times we had. We're both getting pretty old, and I think that we had a lot of good times, a lot of good things that we did together, a lot of great competitions, and a lot of great times together with our wives. And you know, that's the things you remember.
Arnold Palmer wasn't the most successful golfer, but his style of play was fearless, bordering sometimes on careless. He would always go for broke, and that built a following for him on and off the golf course.
Slightly stooped figure of Arnold Palmer walks slowly towards the 18th green here at Oakmont. The sapping temperatures have taken their toll on everyone today, but he smiles and he waves. And he takes off the straw sun hat that he's worn all the way around. He's not just being watched by Arnie's famous army today. He's among friends here. This is Arnie's backyard. He lives just down the road. He's been a member here at Oakmont since 73. This is a very special, sad, nostalgic and celebratory moment. The last time we shall see the great man at a US Open Championship, and how fitting that he should take his bow here at Oakmont.
Well, it's a compelling game, and there's not anything in the world that controls the outcome except you. And when you think about it, you're the sole master of what you do. And my father used to, when he taught me to play the game, and that was many years ago, and he always said, just remember one thing. The game, I don't care whether you're having a good day or a bad day, the game is played from your shoulders up on your head, and you got to be able to think and think good. But that's kind of the mystery and the thing about golf that makes it so compelling, as you say.
And so addictive. Why is it so addictive?
People wonder. I'm not sure that they understand that why they're addicted to it. But the fact is that if they're not out on the golf course, they feel like they're missing something in life, and that's what it's all about.
Arnold Palmer was the first golfer to give the sport charisma and blue-collar appeal. He made golf an everyman's sport and was also a sports marketing pioneer.
Oh, sure. Golf Digest even published a list of last year, in 2015, of the highest money earners. Or actually, it was earlier this year. That we published a list, and it was 2015's highest money earners in golf, and he was fourth on that list, even in 2015. So that says something, and I think it ultimately came down to the fact that he had this kind of flair for making people feel like the only person in the room. He really connected with people. He loved people. And, you know, I met him 3 times. I was lucky enough to meet him 3 times, and you know, when after we chatted, he almost made me feel like a better version of myself. And I think he did that to hundreds of thousands of people.
Palmer was also a great philanthropist, building children's hospitals and investing in youth development. Here's another former rival and great friend, Gary Player.
Well, we were friends for 60 years, or over 60 years. We traveled the world together. We were the big three of golf. We won, between Arnold, Jack and myself, 56 major championships and 354 tournaments. We laughed together. We cried together. I think Arnold Palmer had more patience with people than any athlete I ever saw in my life. People loved him, and he loved people. Arnold and I helped each other in our different charities, and I sent him a little SMS this morning to heaven, and I said, listen, my friend, make sure you get the best golf course in heaven, because Jack Nicklaus and I are going to be joining you. We're not in a hurry, but we're going to be joining you in 10 years and get the best possible golf course.
It's true, the world of golf has lost one of its favorite sons. But what is also true is that Arnold Palmer's amazing golf performance, magnetic personality, and unfailing sense of kindness has left him near to the hearts of millions throughout the world.
The reason why today's stars, from the guys in their 20s and their 30s and to Tiger Woods and beyond, are all taking to social media, which is where everyone shares their thoughts these days, to thank Arnold Palmer, because it's in his massive footsteps that they all follow. And you think of all the ways that he's impacted the game, and then I could just personally say how he impacted me. If not for the Golf Channel, I'm not sitting here talking to you right now. And he lent his name to that.
Whether you were somebody or just a fan, he made that person, because it happened to me when I first met him, and I've seen it at golf tournaments, I've seen it just in public, he made that person feel as at ease as Arnold, the guy on the tractor from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, was. And here's...
That's a gift, too.
It's a gift, but it was a gift that he enjoyed giving repeatedly.
I agree with that.
And, you know, all the things that he did, the most famous win, and I know he won four Masters, was, of course, the U.S. Open in 1960, because he was seven strokes down at Cherry Hills, and he drove the first green, altitude, Colorado, par four, and it was the swashbuckling style.
Yep.
But he was not a swashbuckling guy when you would sit with him.
You've been listening to the Bar None tribute to legendary golfer Arnold Palmer. I'm Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening. Bar None, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.